O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy path throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and that proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Said that heaven was created before the foundation of the world.
Lord, bless you, Jesus, we pray.
But it also speaks about hell, how she's enlarging her borders, Brother June. Every day. Things going on up in our neck of the woods that I never dreamed would ever happen. Killings, robbing, not at night but in daylight.
Lord, helping God, we pray.
People don't fear God like they should, and they're not being taught at home like they should. I remember growing up, and I won't take long. I don't plan on it. Brother Terry's right. I have got some very bad lungs, but I'm at the mercy of God. Just whatever God's will be, I'm willing to do that. Whether he blessed me to preach or not, he still blessed me today beyond measure.
Lord, help and God, we pray.
To my knowledge, Sister Pam, all my family's all right. Ain't had no sad phone calls this morning, as far as I know.
That's a blessing.
Lord, help us, Jesus, we pray.
But the good thing is that God, this place that God's got prepared for us, everybody that wants to go can go. It's up to you. The choice is yours. God said, it's not my will that any should perish, but all would come. And it's our job, brethren, to get out. I know some of them think, well, why? Why did you and your companion get up at the early hours of the morning and travel the way you did? I tell you exactly why. I'd rather do what the Lord tells me to do than to have anything in this world put before me. I'm honest, brethren. I'd rather make God happy. That's my joy. Oh, what can I do for you, God? You've done so much for me. So just let me do just a little something for you, Lord. Get out and go. The Bible says, neglect not to gather yourself in heavenly places. Listen, it's very needful that we get out. that we get out and go to church. It's a mystery to me. I've seen them up home come up and tell the brethren what great things the Lord's done for them, and then you'll never see them back at church. I never could understand that. But listen to me, and I want you to know this. This is what the Bible says. The Bible's pretty plain on it. He said, my sheep, they hear my voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow. So rather than listen to me, there must be something greater in us than what's out. Listen, we're kept by the power of God, Brother John.
Amen. Lord bless him, Jesus.
I couldn't have kept myself 30 years. There's no way. I've been tempted on every hand. I've had things put before me that I never dreamed would happen. And listen to me, and I've always, when I'd get scared plumb to death, I'd run to God. God, help me again, I pray. Help me, Lord. And I could hear that low, still voice saying, I'm right here, Gary. Don't worry. Fear not.
Help him, Lord.
Put your faith in God. Don't put your faith in these brothers.
Nope.
It's good to have confidence in these brothers.
Amen.
But listen, put your faith in God. Trust in God. Brother Terry and Brother Junior and I were talking last night, and he commented on how Brother Terry goes here and how Brother Terry goes there. But listen, and as good as that is, Brother Terry can't be everywhere.
No.
But God.
God can be there.
But God can be everywhere. Everywhere, all over the world. And you know, it's a mystery to me, brother. It's a mystery to me when I'm in a crowd of people and three or four or five's talking at the same time. I can't understand what all of them saying. But listen to me. Let's just think about God when there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people sending up petitions of prayers to God. How God can hear everyone on an individual case. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing to me. That's an awesome God, Brother John. That's an awesome God. How many times have I got on the phone? How many times have I got on the phone and called one of my brothers or called one of my sisters to talk to and the line be busy? But I've never in the last 30 years, every time I call to heaven's land, Sister Rita, there's a little low still voice says, child, I'm right here.
I'm right here.
I told my daughters, I've been blessed to raise three daughters. And I told my girls, I said, girls, me and your mother have given you everything we possibly could give you. We've tried to live the life in front of you that you would see and understand that our footsteps are leading to heaven's land. We want you to come and go with us. One night we sitting up there, Brother Junior, and I said, listen, let's all go to Smoky Mountains. Oh, they got so excited. Go down on a trip. They said, let's go, pal. Let's go. I got on the phone. I called down at the Smoky Mountains. I made some reservations and secured it with a credit card.
Yeah.
After I got off the phone, I looked at my girls and I wanted to throw in a little word for Jesus. I looked at my girls and I said, girls, me and your mommy's got reservations for a city called Heaven. Oh, we can't make them for you. We'd love to make them reservations for you, but we can't. We've got just enough oil in our lamp for us now. But girls, I want you to know, it's free. It's free. All you got to do is fall out with sin. Get down on your knees and pray. And I'm not talking about these natural knees. I'm talking about bowing your heart. If it took getting saved, getting down on your knees, I'd still be lost. Because I was in an old pickup truck. Driving an old pickup truck when the Lord saved my soul. But anyway, listen to me. And I told my girls this. I said, girls, all three of them graduated college. I said, listen to me. Oh, school is great. That's a great thing. But I said, don't. When you're way down there in Moorhead, or when you're down in Richmond, or when you're down in the University of Kentucky, oh, listen, me and your mother, we've made many, many decisions for you. But when you go out into that world, you're going to have to make some decisions for your own. And I said, don't let nothing get in the way between you and God.
Right.
Man, there's all kinds of stuff out there to lead them astray.
Yes, sir.
And then it's getting worse every day. It's getting worse every day. Yesterday morning, and I'll soon bring my remarks to a close. But yesterday morning, I'm going to tell you how God works. I thought about it all day, all night last night. Off and on, woke up thinking about it. Yesterday morning, had mind to try to get up and go around somewhere to church. But I couldn't get a mind at all to go. And I said, God, at 6 o'clock in the morning, what's the matter, Lord? Why can't I get out and go? What's going on? Lord, I've been in this shape before. What have you got laid up for me today? God, I just want to make you happy. I laid there on my bed and I tossed and turned. Finally, I went back off to sleep. 7:30, my wife hollered, said, honey, there's a man at the door. A little sinner boy. He wants to talk to you, honey. I said he went to school with you. I got up, Sister Rita, walked to the door, and when I met him at the door, he threw his arms around me. He said, preacher, I've been praying all night. He said, the Lord has sent me to you. I need to talk to you. He said, I'm going through some tough times. His wife had left him. And he said, I want you to know. And he said, my son has done some things that I'm not a bit proud of. And he said, listen, the old devils are pulling me. And he said, the Lord saved my soul. But he said, the old devils are pulling me this way and that way. And I told him this way. Listen, bub. I said, listen, our faith will be tried. I believe we get our faith tried sometimes. I believe God already knows what we are.
Yeah.
And always know what we're going to be. But I believe, what's he trying to, if he tries their faith then who's he trying to prove? He's trying to teach you something. I looked at him and I said, listen, you're going to be tried. You're going to be tried. But I said, oh, don't never take your eyes off the prize. Keep looking up. Keep looking towards Jesus. I said, even in the book now. I read in the book where old Job was tried many times. And even his wife come and told him, Job, why don't you just curse the name of the Lord? Curse God and it'll all be over with. He looked at her and he said, woman, you speak. Didn't call her a fool now. But he said, you speak as a foolish woman. Listen to me. Even also in the book, I read where this old prophet, he led him down to the water's edge. And he got down to the water's edge. And he couldn't go no farther. And he looked up. He looked to where his help come from. He stopped and he looked up. And the great voice of God spoke to him. And he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Yeah. Listen to me. When you get down and the cloud is over your head that you can't see the ray of sunshine, just stand still. God is real close. Where's he at? He's right here.
Right in your heart.
He's right inside of us. Sometimes we get the feeling that we're all alone.
We're not.
But God is right here. Me and my companion went through a week there. Boy, you talk about turmoil. We had the awfulest time ever was. Our hearts was broke. We had some things going on that we had no control over. But we didn't give up.
No.
You know who we took it to?
God.
We took it to the Lord.
Yes.
And one evening, she and I were both killed. I went into the little wood shop I got. I sat down there at my desk, bowed my head and looked up. God, I said, I need you so bad. Can you help me with this? Will you help me with this? And all of a sudden, there was a little low, still voice. Everything going to be all right. I got up and I went into the kitchen. I said, honey, everything's going to be all right. How do you know? I said, my best friend told me so. He's awesome. He's awesome. Listen. He's knocking at your heart. Uh-huh. Open the door and let him in.
Let him in.
Open the door and let him in. It's like that little song I wrote. Oh, you'll never regret the day he supped with you.
Nobody.
Do you remember that, Sister Rita?
No.
Do you remember when God come into your heart for the first time? Oh, boys. I said, I'll keep it to myself. I won't tell nobody about this. And upon my word and honor, just as soon as I got to the house, My little companion, bless her little heart. I'm about a head taller than she is. And what's the matter, baby? Has somebody got hurt down the mines? No, honey. Oh, I got saved coming up the road. She shouted all over that yard.
Praise the Lord.
And I thought to myself, how in the world can you shout the way you're shouting when you've never told me nothing about your salvation? She looked up at me. She said, I got to tell you something. Just a little bit ago, I was in there in the bathroom, down on my knees, and the Lord come my way, and he spoke peace to my soul. And Lord have mercy. You talk about two little happy people.
Praise the Lord.
There wasn't a light on in the valley. Everybody was in the bed asleep. But Lord, I wanted to get up on that old trailer we lived in. I wanted to shout just as loud as I could. Wake up, neighbors. Get out of the bed. There's a new man moved in town. There's a new creature come in. And I want you to know, brother, I've been happy along the way. I've had time, troubles.
Sure.
I've had sorrows. But boy, I've had joy too. Man, you talk about the joy. You talk about the joy. The joy of just having a God that's so awesome, as Brother John said. One that can, even last night, when I laid down in the bed, I got to wear one of them old masks, old CPAP masks, and on oxygen and all this stuff. And I told them over to church the other day, that mask I wear, when I put it on, my wife will speak to me, and I can't talk back through that thing. And I guess that's the reason she speaks when she does, because I can't quarrel at her, maybe, but... But anyway, she'll talk, and I can't talk back to her. She can't hear me over that machine. But Brother John, last night I laid in the bed. That old machine is going wide open. I managed to talk to somebody that heard my cries. And he answered my cries. I said, Jesus, would you let the angels encamp around our bed tonight? Watch over us till in the morning. Bless us to get up if it's your will. Let us go down to the Little Jewel Church. Bless us when we get there. Bless us to get back home safe. But God, more than anything in this world, when our time has come to leave this world, be down at the river, and he's going to be there. He's going to be there. How do you know that, preacher? I'm taking him with me. I'm going to give up now.